I've had a manufacturing business in California, my dad and I, since 1949, and fortunately we're still here, even though it's one of the worst states for business climate in the United States. I just hope that we can keep a rein on the EPA and the Cal OSHA and all these other people. We've never had a problem with any problem with our workers or our injuries or anything like this, but I just, they're almost like vultures, though. We're just waiting in the wings for us, and I just hope that we can have an understanding in this government, or where we can all work together and create jobs and go on from there.
Well, I appreciate, Ed, your observation there. I'm a former small businessman myself. My wife and I owned a business, and I can just tell you, there aren't that many businessmen here. I mean, most of the members of Congress historically have been attorneys, but now we've got more than 150,000 pages of federal fine print, and that really stacks the deck against small businesses like the one you have, and it makes success very, very hard. And I don't think that Washington knows what its regulations cost our country, and that's unacceptable. And I'd ask you to consider doing one thing. I have on my website, you can visit AmericanJobCreators.com. Okay, you just go to that, AmericanJobCreators.com. Share your story. Just put down how do government regulations cost your business and time and money. Be specific so we can get, you know, to work on this and get some good examples, but also tell a friend about AmericanJobCreators.com. We need facts from everyone. We're going on offense back here because for years, Washington's been busy tying the hands of businesses across this nation with regulations and, frankly, with backward fiscal policies, and it slows entrepreneurship. It destroys jobs, frankly, and it's time to reverse that trend, and I want some of this data so that we can use it at the hearings in order to pass some of the legislation where we're trying to get rid of some of this low-value regulation that just costs businesses so much.
Hi. I have a question regarding illegal immigrants that are incarcerated. And I have heard, and I don't know if it's true, but I've heard that once they are released, they are not deported back to their country. And I don't understand why not.
Well, those who have committed serious crimes are supposed to be deported. I've signed a bipartisan letter to the president expressing my opposition to his recent amnesty announcement from several weeks ago and urging him to enforce our immigration laws. I think the administration announced basically that it's not going to remove illegal aliens unless they have felonies. And it has begun a review of all active cases currently involved in removal proceedings, and it's begun closing cases of those who they feel, the administration feels, should be allowed to stay even though they're here illegally if they've committed misdemeanors or less than a felony. And I think this policy ignores existing immigration laws. And it also ignores the constitutional separation of powers, because remember, it's Congress that's given the authority to make immigration policy. The administration can't do this ad hoc. That would not be constitutional. So at a time of 9% unemployment, we should not allow more illegal workers to compete with Americans for jobs, and, you know, basically, for those that have been ordered removed, I don't understand changing that incentive system because it's going to encourage more illegal immigration, isn't it? So I'm opposed to this amnesty, and it's unfair, frankly, to law-abiding legal immigrants because they work their way through the legal system to obtain citizenship. They have to wait in line to do that. It's not fair to them to short-circuit this process with amnesty. It sends the wrong message.
Yes, Congressman Royce, this is Joan Earhart. I actually am an SBA lender. I think I've met you a few times at some different functions. Somebody previously asked you about your position on the Jobs Act. One of the things that I've been working on with the SBA in Washington, D.C. is to simplify some of the rules so that we can more easily lend to the contractors that are being awarded some of the jobs that would come about as part of the Jobs Act. Is there any portion of the Jobs Act that you would support that would allow the funding of some additional work that could be awarded to some of the contractors?
Well, yeah, let's go to the very issue of what could be done to make it easier to lend. And as you know, as you were referencing, I mean, the Dodd-Frank Act, for example, 217 new regulations going in right now make it almost impossible for the SBA and for small businesses, for community banks, for credit unions that are doing business lending to go forward. We need, you know, we need to push the pause button for a minute on these kinds of regulations, have some certainty in the system. And if we do that, I'm certainly willing to support that kind of initiative, because I think that would create more economic growth. That's the approach we should take.